Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And also joining us in studio, a couple of folks to get us excited about some live pro wrestling coming up on Saturday, May 21st. It is Breaking Down Barriers 6. And joining us to talk about that and how it benefits the Murray Ridge Center is from Murray Ridge, Jim Nagy.
Hello, good morning. Jim. How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming in. So what's your involvement with the – what do you do over at Murray Ridge? What's your –
I work at the Murray Ridge Center as a program specialist. I have a caseload of people who, what we do is we work with group homes and families and guardians, and we help plan out what our consumers are going to do in their lives, what programs, what services, where they're going to work, where they're going to live. And I've been there now for 25 years.
So a lot of folks have benefited from your services and the services of the Murray Ridge Center and how you kind of get them acclimated to the world.
I would like to hope so.
Well, I know a lot of those clients and friends and everybody else are going to come out to this big event May 21st, Breaking Down Barriers 6, put on by the folks at Mega Championship Wrestling. Do you remember how this kind of came to be in existence? How you kind of take some folks at Murray Ridge and kind of come up with a pro wrestling theme for that?
Well, the folks at Murray Ridge, all of our consumers just love pro wrestling. They just absolutely love it. And I was lucky enough to be involved with Mega Championship Wrestling. And I talked to my buddy, the owner and promoter, Jeff Traxler. And we thought, well, let's kill two birds with one stone. Let's give our consumers something that they love to do. And let's raise some money to help them out also. And we sat down and out on my back deck and came up with the plan. And we went to the folks over at Murray Ridge and they said, why, sure, that'd be great. And this will be the sixth year that we've been able to do this.
And this is over at St. John Gym on West River Road North in Elyria.
Yep, right next to IHOP.
Right there for folks to come in. And it's kind of like the place they have it. They know how to set it up for wrestling in there.
Absolutely.
The ring and the chairs and get everybody excited for this big event. Something very exciting, because who's wrestling? That's what we got to find out, Craig, here. And also joining us this morning is Mad Dog Manson. Mad Dog, I thought you were done with all of this. I thought this wrestling thing was in your past, that you were going to go on to another career.
What time is it? I can't believe I'm out of bed this early in the morning.
It's 8:43 on a you know what day of the week it is, Mad Dog? It's a Tuesday, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Right.
Yeah, I was done. I retired 2 years ago, but I sat back and I watched this young man named Mavis. He's a good young kid. He's a real tough professional wrestler who's learning the ropes, but there's a group of guys called All Business who have just been making his life miserable, and I just thought to myself, you know what? All this kid needs is a chance, and I decided, you know what? It's time for me to come out of retirement to give this kid his chance. I'm going to be his tag team partner, and together we are going to take out All Business.
Now, I should correct you. It says hashtag All Business. I want to give them their due, their complete due, if they will. Wait a minute. There's three of them. There's two of you. I don't see how this is fair. I don't get it.
Sir, are you looking at me right now?
I'm staring right at you, or at least
I could take out any five guys. It doesn't matter if it's 3-on-2, 5-on-2, 10-on-2. Anytime that Mad Dog Manson is in the ring, whoever is across from him had better make sure that their health insurance is paid in full.
I'm looking at these All Business guys. They got a bullhorn. They also have kind of an attitude. They look like they needed some taken care of, I think.
Well, I have history with these gentlemen, and we're going to bring all of this to an end this Saturday at Breaking Down Barrier 6. And Mavis is going to get his chance to show what he can do without people from All Business putting their foot on his neck and holding him down.
Now, I find it sort of ironic. They're called hashtag All Business, yet I see this picture of you wearing a suit and tie. What's that all about?
We all have our moments of weakness, and sometimes when the laundry doesn't get done, you got to go with what you have. And that's what I had on that day. But I do look kind of cute, if I do say so myself.
There is a little dapperness happening there as well. Craig, you can find out where Mad Dog gets his ties, because obviously that's a long tie to get around that big neck there.
It's a very nice.
And you always have very to nice. Get a tie that matches that suit. Who else is taking part in some of this Breaking Down Barrier 6 coming up on Saturday at St. John?
Well, we're going to have Brandon X. We're going to have the MCW heavyweight champion Nate Mattson. And just a bevy of other wrestlers who are going to be there. We're going to have a battle royal, and the winner will get a chance to pick whatever title that they want to go after if they win that battle royal. So it's going to be a great show.
And doors open at 5:30. What time does the wrestling begin?
Wrestling will begin around 6:30, somewhere in there, whenever we can get everything pulled together.
Okay, and tickets are available a lot of different places, I see. Where's a good place to get some of the tickets for the event?
You can get tickets at Keith Comics. You can get tickets at Circle K. The consumers can get tickets at the Murray Ridge Center. Just everybody get out and get yourself a ticket. It's going to be a great show.
Oh, yeah.
There's a picture of a young woman over here. Anything we should know about her?
That she is very deadly. I wouldn't mess with her. I wouldn't mess with her, and I'm Mad Dog Mattson. I wouldn't fool around with her.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Mad Dog, thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time this morning. Jim, this is an event that really benefits. What do the funds or the benefits, how does it benefit the folks at the Murray Ridge Center then?
What we do is this fundraiser is for the Friends of Murray Ridge. It is an offshoot of the Murray Ridge Center. It is done by volunteers. And what we do is it's basically we help make ends meet with different things. Different funds are donated to different people if they're in need. We help with just a lot of different things. We help fill the gaps that wind up happening.
So that all the paperwork doesn't fill, this is the part that kind of fills in some of those for things that are
absolutely
needed at any
absolutely
particular time. So that sounds really great as well. Again, the Breaking Down Barriers 6 coming up Saturday. It's the 21st of May. And again, it's at St. John Gym on West River Road North, right near the IHOP as well. And Jim and Mad Dog, thanks for both of you for coming in this morning. And good luck with your Breaking Down Barriers 6. Appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.